Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Hi, this is Brant Vauder, Acting Secretary of the School Land Commission. Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for agricultural, farming, and grazing, as well as for outdoor sport and recreational use. More than 500 tracts in 32 counties will be offered for lease. On Wednesday, October 23rd at 10 a.m., we will be in Lawton at the Great Plains Tech Center, where 73 tracts in Grady, Stevens, Comanche, and Cotton counties will be leased. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov. and follow the prompts for 2019 annual lease auction information or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. School land leases are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, or farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges.
Well, the cattle markets today were mixed here. The live cattle were down 17 in October at 108.07. That was on their session lows. December's down 40 at 110.80. February and April both up 20 and 27. So mixed there. Feeder cattle were higher here with October of 52 at 142.22. November's 40 higher at 141.32. January 40 higher. And we were higher all the way out through May, and May was actually down 12, August down 10. The feeder cattle index is 144.43, which is about $2.20 higher than the October feeders. And we're still about 3 weeks away from convergence, so it's not that important right now. And then the hogs, yesterday were down the limit. Today we're up $3.05 at $67.30. At one point they were over $4 higher, and they had a high of $68.62. Some of the news affecting the cattle and hog market were the U.S. and Japanese trade deal, which was expected to maybe increase demand for U.S. pork and beef. It's maybe around $2 billion of an impact there for the U.S. pork and beef markets. And boxed beef at midday was higher, $1.99 higher on choice at $2.1308. Select was about 60 cents higher at $186.52. Beef packer margins have come down. They're somewhere around $200 to $210 a head.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
The grain markets were quite strong today, led by corn and wheat. Corn was up 6 to 8 cents. The next couple of days, we've got some cold weather moving through the Midwest, and some critical crop areas aren't mature yet. Yesterday's crop progress report showed that the overall corn crop was 58% mature, normally 85%. The biggest state, or the states with the most differential, are actually in the north Midwest. So these freezes are going to impact them the most. That are expected to happen Thursday through the beginning of next week. So there could be some impact there, and these hedge funds are short about 130 contracts of corn and estimated about 9,000 contracts of beans. So I think they were in here getting out of some of those short positions today. And then the wheat market kind of tagged along here, 8 to 11 cents higher. Egypt bought 295,000 metric tons of Russian and Ukraine wheat for around $220 a ton, which is cheaper than what we can sell it for. But that purchase lifted the wheat futures up. And then, of course, Thursday we got the USDA report in the morning here, mid-morning. And it's expected that the USDA will lower some corn and soybean productions just slightly. And so I think hedge funds have been short here. The cold weather coming, USDA report. They're just sort of stepping to the sidelines, and that's why we're seeing this buying in here this morning. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.